podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Good Friday morning, everybody, and welcome into the Ben and Woods program. We are missing someone. Yes, it's quite obvious if you're joining us on our YouTube stream or if you're a Tier 1 listener who knows the first voice you usually hear.
Hey, get your heads right on a Friday, everybody.
Every morning. It's Woodsy. He is a little under the weather today. But I do have to my left our executive producer, very special guest, and today elevated to very special guest host.
Yeah.
Paul Reindl. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, good morning. How are you? What was it, about 6:30, 7 o'clock yesterday? He told me at least earlier, he's like, yeah, I'm not feeling great. I'll let you know. And then, you know, because you always want to try to make it in if you can grind through it. And you and I both were like, dude, just stay home. It's all good. We got you.
It's, you know, when you have kids in the young school age realm, it's unavoidable. You're just going to get every little bug that passes through. Every classroom in North County, San Diego, just makes its way through. So Fridays, it's not the worst day. I mean, from his perspective, there's no game last night to talk about. Yeah. He's got 3 days now to rest and get ready for Monday, when we'll have a whole bunch of things to talk about with the Padres in Pittsburgh. From his perspective, I can see this makes a lot of sense to take the day off. From your and my perspective, I'm looking down the barrel of 4 hours this morning going, all right, we got no Padres grap up because they didn't play yesterday.
Yeah.
I could talk for about 3 minutes about the Clippers game last night. All right, well, what are we going to do? But fortunately, producer Paul has set up an excellent Friday show for us that will culminate this morning at 9 a.m. with the Skipper, the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt, coming up from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at 9 a.m. So,
what's up, my dudes? How you doing?
We should still have a good program today. I've already seen in the chat this morning someone looking forward to pie talk with Mike Schilt. I will ask him if that was a piece of pie I saw him with on Tuesday in the Padres clubhouse, and if so, what kind of pie was it?
I need to know at this point. We've talked about it so much. I have to know everything. I need to know his favorite types of pie. I want it all.
All right. Because Woods is not here, we know what happens on the program when a host is missing. So, Paulie, let's get to the prank call. What do we got for us? What did you set up? Who are we calling?
Oh, was I supposed to do something?
Yeah, you got your drop board with all of the Woods drops. Let's pick up the phone and let's call. You know what? Here's a good idea. Let's call Premonti Brothers Sandwiches in Pittsburgh. They're famous French fries on a sandwich place. I've never had it because I've never been to Pittsburgh. And let's have Woods put in an order with your soundboard this morning. Is it that easy?
It's funny that you think it's that easy to do. Where when we find out the night before that somebody's gone, yeah, like, bro, you realize me and Woods, it takes us months to do your prank calls. Like, yeah. Weeks
you
and
collect,
months
you
of
collect
collecting.
All kinds of different. What do we have? Well, what do we have from Woods? Just give me, I mean, you have a file, right?
I have some drops.
What do we have to work with?
Well,
I mean,
okay, it's Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh
so.
I love Paul Skeens.
All right, well, that's a great place to start if we're going to call Pittsburgh and Premonti Brothers Sandwiches.
I would say so. Let me see here. Let's go down.
Let's just start with that. All right, I'll be working the register at Premonti Brothers. Phone rings. Hello, Premonti Brothers Sandwiches. Can I help you?
I love Paul Skeens.
Yeah, sure. I love him too. He's been fantastic. What can I get you sandwich wise? Would you like to place an
order?
Excuse me. Sorry. Okay. Well, that usually happens after you eat the sandwich, not before. But what would you like, sir?
Are you kidding me?
Whoa! He's very angry on his prank calls.
I love Paul
yes,
Skeens.
I know.
I don't get me wrong. I love Paul Skeens. He has some videos on Instagram that I lie in bed at night and I show my son.
That's very creepy, sir. I guess you don't want a sandwich then. Okay.
I don't say it twice, dude.
You haven't said it once what you want. Yeah, you haven't even said it once.
Shut the f up.
Very rude. Very rude. I'm calling my manager, sir, and you are no longer welcome at this establishment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I touch myself.
This call is over.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. I love Paul Skeet.
You're right. We probably should not actually do the prank call with Woods. It could spark a national incident.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Based on what
yes,
we
yes, I am the throat goat.
The guy from Monty Brothers wants to know who's pitching tonight for the Padres. Yeah.
Dylan Thief.
Oh, well, it's true.
Dylan, yes.
Dylan Thief will be on the mound tonight for the San Diego Padres. We will not.
Oh, man.
We will not see Paul Skeens in the series coming
Carl
up this weekend.
Chat. That's the most uncomfortable call. That would be the worst prank call of all time. Your drops are funny. You're talking about, you know,
loose cannabis.
Everybody
like
must get
and then,
stoned.
And then you're talking Lakers or San Diego State football in your prank calls, and Woods is just screaming and berating this poor high school kid that's just trying to make a few bucks.
I know. I would feel bad if we actually put someone through that when they were just trying to get through their day in Pittsburgh this morning. So, anyway, we do have 4 hours for you. We'll try to get...
Elisa asked in the chat earlier if Woods went to a Fish concert last night.
Like Eno.
I'm guessing the answer is no to that, by the way. I don't know if they were even in San Diego. I don't know where they're touring at right now. Guessing even if they were here. Guessing if they were even playing in Encinitas, Woods probably would not have been there.
Chris in the chat says, Ben is really forcing this, LOL. That's what happens in foreplay when Woods isn't here. Has everybody noticed that Woods kind of takes the reins during foreplay? That's his segment to kind of stretch out? We created... Well, honestly, Woods created the foreplay segment mostly out of necessity because he doesn't feel
excuse
like
me.
He doesn't feel like he can do the show and just jump right in and start talking about Padres or whatever the top story is. Most shows, Paul, would just jump in with whatever the biggest story of the day is right off the top. That's right. Kind of Radio 101. All right, well, we're in San Diego. You know, if the Padres played last night, jump in the first 2 minutes. You welcome everybody, and then what's our top story today? Well, you know, the San Diego Padres are our top story today. Let's get right into it in the first segment. And Woods never felt comfortable just diving in headfirst to a show. He has to have his, like, warm-up period at the beginning.
And I've grown to very much understand, love, and appreciate that method. I do think it's important to... Bro, we have a four-hour show. If we had a three-hour show, you could probably make the argument like, hey, we got to get right to things a little bit quicker here. We got a four-hour canvas with no game last night to talk about. So we've got plenty of time. I like getting warmed up, hitting Padres hard at 6:30 usually every morning. Now, if we were in a different day part, I also think it's part of like your schedule and where you're at in the mornings. Going from 6 to 6:15, 6:20 every morning, just nice and some laughs or entertainment, I think that's the way to go. Now, if we did middays or something, if we started at noon, I think, no. Like, people, everyone's awake. Everyone's listening now. Like, let's get to the top stories. And then maybe have some goofy stuff later on in the show.
I will fully admit that when he kind of pushed this initially, my first reaction was, let's push back a little bit. That doesn't seem like a good idea. There's time.
Lick my taint. How about that?
There's time later in the show, Woods, to, you know, be loose and talk about some other fun stuff. But right off the bat, you want to give the audience what they came for. We're the Padres station. Let's give them what they came for right off the bat. As it has gone on, I have to admit, I think foreplay is a genius way to start the show. It's, you know, we still get to talk Padres coming up. We will have all of our top stories, and as you said, with 4 hours to fill every morning, you don't want to run out of the chute too fast. You know, like, you know, the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. The horse who sprints right out of the gate and takes the lead by, you know, five lengths, it never makes it to the end of the race. They always get caught. You have to kind of ease your way into the race a little bit, and then you get warmed up, and then you start charging hard, and then at the tape you take the title at the end.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the right night, woman's feeling good, you don't just rip off your pants and go right for it. Right?
Because then it's over.
You got 4 hours in some people's cases.
Don't think it's ever been 4 hours. But
No. Okay.
But yeah, you definitely have to.
There's got to be a little bit of a.
Can we talk about the Kentucky Derby today? Chris wants to know. What do you want to know? Journalism is the horse to beat at the Kentucky Derby tomorrow.
Kentucky Derby talk than I thought we were going to get today.
Beyond that, I don't have a lot of Kentucky Derby takes for you. I already did a Kentucky Derby real or fake yesterday, and no one could remember any of the horses that won the Kentucky Derby in the last few years, which is, it's a bad sign. There's no more American Pharaohs out there. So maybe journalism will rescue the sport and win the Triple Crown, but I don't think we're going to be talking a lot of Kentucky Derby on the program this morning. We will, however, be talking Padres baseball. In fact, we've got a special guest coming up this hour. I'll set the menu coming up in our next segment, but I want to let everybody know that at the bottom of the hour, we will be joined by Apple TV, Major League Baseball, dugout reporter Trisha Whitaker, who's going to be one of the people calling the game tonight. Yeah, it's not a Don and Mud game. Not a Don and Mud game tonight in Pittsburgh. It's an Apple TV, first one of the season for the Padres. And Trisha used to be the sideline reporter for the Rays, now full-time with Apple. And we will get just some insight on the broadcast and how that's going. Is this the third season now with Apple?
That sounds about right.
I think that maybe the third season with Apple TV games on Fridays.
I've really enjoyed the broadcasts. The broadcasters are fine. It's usually hit or miss depending on who's part of the show that or part of the game that night. I've loved the display. Like, it looks, it's visually pleasing. I like the fun facts that the Padres have actually, to their credit, tried to add a few more of those to their home broadcasts. I've always been a fan of Apple TV broadcasts. The games have been great. And yeah, I mean, I was watching on Instagram yesterday, Jesse Agler, and I'm assuming he wasn't by himself, but they all went to the Pirates game yesterday.
I saw that.
On their day off.
I saw he was Instagram. He went to see Paul Skeens take on the Cubs and actually lose to the Cubs yesterday. Had maybe his worst start so far as a professional. Gave up 3 home runs in the game, and the Pirates lost to the Cubs 8-3 on Paul Skeens' day yesterday.
And I thought that makes sense because tonight is not an off night for Jesse. Jesse and Tony will still be in the radio booth, and you can even sync up your Apple TV broadcast if you want.
Which is a fantastic feature. I won't mention that when Trisha's on because obviously that would be insulting.
People to listen to her too.
But Padres fans, keep in mind that you can do that. And my experience has been it's been perfect. They line it up perfectly. So if you go to your secondary audio program on your Apple, if you have Apple TV Plus tonight, you click on Visiting Radio Broadcast, and you will get to hear Jesse and Tony, and it'll sync up perfectly with the visuals of the game. No pausing on the Odyssey app or anything necessary to make that work, which is really cool. Now, if you want to maybe, look a little bit at the Apple TV broadcast, switch over to back to the Padres radio broadcast. Certainly you can do that just get a flavor
visually,
for
though,
it.
But visually at home, like, it's a great presentation.
Oh, yeah.
And I do wish every once in a while there's like NBC sports games or like on the Roku app or something. There's been times where the national broadcast for those one-off games have pulled the team's home television broadcasters as well. One of them from each team. Like, how great would it be to have Mud as one of the color analysts for tonight's game on Apple, since he's off anyways?
What,
like, have the Apple TV, I think it's Rich Waltz does play-by-play for them.
And Ryan Spielborgs, I think, is the analyst tonight.
Have one Apple TV Plus play-by-play broadcaster, and then have the Pittsburgh Pirates color commentator and Mark Grant both in the booth, so you get a little bit of flavors from both teams during the game. You get a little more accurate information, a little more insight.
Yeah, I have liked that when I've seen that a couple of times when they've pulled Mud in to do those games. One thing that I really think is underrated that I like about Apple, though, is that they don't have to cross-promote their other sports content. When you're on ESPN, It's all about pushing to the Sports Center and all the other content. They don't have
Alabama spring football.
Yeah,
game.
Well, whatever. But I mean, they don't have to tie it into everything else. It's just, it's the broadcast essentially. I mean, I'm sure they'll have a promo for, Severance or something at some point because it's Apple TV Plus. But it's not with ESPN. Sometimes it feels like just a 3-hour marketing campaign for everything else that they have going on instead of just about the game. But I do feel like when it's Apple, it's just, it's kind of solidly about the game. It's a good presentation. The video quality is as good as you are going to get. As you said, the little stats and factoids that they throw up there.
Probabilities, percentages.
Yeah, interesting, but not too obtrusive. I think if you don't want to look at them, you can just kind of ignore them.
I like how the hit probability changes with every pitch.
It does.
It's fantastic.
And who knows exactly how accurate they are, but it gives you kind of a sense of what's going on in the game at any point when you're picking it up. So, yeah, we will talk to Trisha Whitaker, Apple TV. She also happens to be a journalism, media, TV instructor, lecturer at the University of Indiana.
Interesting.
Which I thought is interesting. You're giving back already to the youngsters of the world who are trying to get into this difficult profession of sports media.
You should ask her what everybody asks us. Hey, what would you say to somebody that wants to get in this industry?
Well, here's the irony, because I actually, later this morning, I have, is it Indiana? Kansas. A kid, Ryan, from the University of Kansas wants to interview me. He's a journalism major in sports media from San Diego.
Nice.
And wants to just, he has a project or some sort of paper to write and needs to talk to someone in the business. So I'm setting up a Zoom with him later this morning to talk about sports media, which I don't really know that much about, honestly. if I'm really telling the truth, after 20 years, I still really don't know how this business works. I don't think Woods does either. Neither of us has figured out at all how this business works. So anyway, that's your foreplay for, Modified with Paulie and me. We'll set the rest of the menu for after Trisha
Whitaker.
Yes,
I am the throat goat.
Thank you, throat goat. And we will come back with more Ben and Woods on a Friday. Tier Ones, thanks for joining us on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. If you're looking for something fun to kick up your sports weekend, though, how about downloading the Prize Picks app and joining more than 10 million members across the country who are making daily fantasy sports fun and accessible for everybody? It's really easy. You just pick more or less on between 2 and 6 players, put them into your daily fantasy lineup for your chance to win up to 2,000 times your cash now by running your game all season long on Prize Picks. You can be watching baseball tonight. Pick some of your favorite players from our team. Manny Machado, 1.5 hits plus runs batted in, or Fernando Tatis Jr. You could do like 1.5 home run, increase your odds. You know, home runs are a little more difficult, but you could actually boost up your odds for your daily fantasy lineups that way. Combine them with other teams, combine them with other sports, basketball playoffs. You're watching those tonight. You can put those in as well with your favorite players. As you're playing Prize Picks, it is easy to download the app. And when you do, use the code KWFN, because you're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's with code KWFN at Prize Picks. $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. And today, Flex Friday, make sure you opt in. Tap the checkbox in your lineup builder to be eligible for a protected play where put together a lineup, you don't win, just get your money back. I've done that a million times. Why not take advantage of it? Absolutely free play on a Friday with Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. Let's get our first check of traffic with Kelly Danik here on 97.3 The Fan. Special good morning to the Tier 1s that I ran into last night. There were a bunch of them, Paulie. After work, now that I work more during the days at Channel 10, I stopped by the Regal Siegel in Leucadia, where my wife works. They were celebrating their 12-year anniversary of their opening dozen years ago, and they had a ton of people there, including a bunch of Tier 1s. Saw Justin. Saw Alex, who I had not met before. He said he played basketball quite often with my brother and A.J. Preller up in the Encinitas area. Loves the show, though. Says hello to you as well, Paulie. Couple others came up to me and said hello last night as well. So people having a good time on a Thursday night up in the Leucadia area. And it was good to see you out there last night. Again, if you're just joining us.
There? Maybe he had too much
to
drink.
Yeah, it's possible.
I did not
see
well
Woods there. Yeah, if you're just joining us, Woods under the weather this morning. Should be hopefully right as rain by Monday. But we will get through the next 3 hours and 34 minutes without him. But we do have a good show planned. As I mentioned, Trisha Whitaker is coming up in just a couple of minutes. As for the rest of the menu, we will talk some Padres baseball. New piece dropped from Kevin Acey yesterday about Xander Bogaerts trying to figure it out. And I definitely am sensing some Xander Bogaerts fatigue in the fan base right now. But I will say, Paulie, and we can talk about this, at least he's trying to figure it out. You know, every baseball player goes through some struggles. And I empathize with Xander, because I think we've all had that moment in our lives where it's just not going well, and we just throw stuff on a wall and just see what's going to stick.
Yeah.
And he seems like he's kind of in that phase right now. Now, he's a talented enough player that maybe something will stick, but right now he's trying to go back to, like, what worked for him in Boston and working with Victor Rodriguez. But an interesting piece, and we can talk a little bit about Xander Bogaerts. We will have our Friday feature with Darren Smith. Now, if you follow Darren on Instagram, you might notice he is a long way from home right now.
Yeah.
He is in Spain and went and checked out his favorite professional soccer team, Barcelona. Mm-hmm. FC Barcelona. I believe they're competing in the Champions League right now.
Yeah, incredible.
In Europe. And I would love to hear more about that experience. And we can talk also about the SDFC game that is coming up tomorrow as they host FC Dallas at Snapdragon Stadium.
Did Darren Smith visit a nude beach yesterday?
I think the answer is possibly yes. So apparently he's dealing with siesta time right now in Spain as well.
Oh my God!
We've heard a little bit about that from AJ over the years, but
he texted me this morning and he just said, you know, it was like 5 o'clock or whatever, a couple hours before we were going to have him on, and he's like, "Hey, I should still be fine, but I don't know that I can do the video stream and join you guys because we haven't checked into our hotel yet because the place just closed for siesta, but they closed early." It's usually at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They closed at 1 o'clock. They got there at 1:05 with all their luggage, and they're just like chilling right now somewhere in Spain because every business closes for several hours for siesta.
Can you imagine?
Which is the greatest idea I've ever heard of.
But can you also imagine if you had to go to the grocery store and you just needed to pick up a couple of things
before
and it's
siesta.
2 in the afternoon and you go, oh, they're closed for 3 hours because everyone's taking a nap in the afternoon. But we'll have Darren Smith joining us from Spain.
I'm fascinated by that aspect.
At 7:35, 8 o'clock hour, there's a new controversy apparently in Major League Baseball. I bet you don't know about this one, but I saw it yesterday. So we'll talk about that. And then at 9 o'clock, the manager's report with Mike Shildt, and he will join us ahead of the 3-game series and 9-game road trip that starts for your San Diego Padres at 3:40 today in Pittsburgh as Dylan Cease takes the mound. I believe against Mitch Keller in the first game of the series. No, Bailey Falter is the first. No, Mitch Keller. I had it right the first time. First game of the series tonight. So we'll get to all of that, but let's take a timeout because when we come back, game again is on Apple TV tonight. Trisha Whitaker is the sideline dugout reporter for Apple TV. She will join us from Pittsburgh coming up next here with Ben and Paul on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. First, though, I want to tell you about Trust and Will. I can do this without Woods. We both went through the process over the holidays, both of us, either at 50 or still approaching it, but it's something that, you know, probably had thought about 100 times over the last 10 years. Yeah, I need to get that done, but I'm just kept putting it off. Like, I don't want to go to a lawyer's office. With Trust and Will, it's so simple. You don't have to go into anybody's office. You don't have to pay billable hours. You simply answer a few simple questions online, and at the end of the process, 20 minutes or so, you have legal documents that they will ship out to you. A will, where you can specify things you want to leave to your loved ones, or maybe even more importantly, a trust, where you can put your assets in that trust and avoid a lot of hassle of probate court when you're gone, that your family may have to pay fees, may have to wait 9 to 18 months to get a hold of some of those assets. The court ends up deciding a lot of what happens if you don't decide now, but you can do that at trustandwill.com. Again, go to the website, answer the questions, then use the code FAN at checkout, F-A-N. You're going to get 20% off your documents and free shipping to your home. Then you have them, put them in your safe, put them in a filing cabinet somewhere. Hopefully you don't have to think about them for a while. Just get it done. It's the peace of mind that you're really after at an affordable price, and you can do that by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com. Don't forget, stay tuned later this morning at 9 a.m. for the Manager's Report with Mike Shildt. He will join us from Pittsburgh, PA, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. But we're going to go to Pittsburgh much earlier. In fact, we're going to do so right now as we welcome to the program Trisha Whitaker from Apple Plus. She is going to be the reporter in the dugouts tonight for the Padres Pirates game, first Apple TV game of the season for your San Diego Padres. And Trisha joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Trisha, you're on with Ben and Paul in San Diego. Appreciate your time this morning.
Anytime, you guys. Anytime. I'm excited to have the Padres. We've got them a few times in the first half on Apple TV, so I'm pretty pumped about that.
So I'm curious, because we were talking about, we both love the look, the presentation of these Apple TV games that we've seen the past couple of seasons. It looks like a lot of work goes into, maybe even more so than kind of a normal Major League Baseball broadcast. What's the process like in putting together these weekly games for Apple TV?
I would 100% agree with you on that. A lot of work goes into this broadcast, the quality of the broadcast, especially in terms of, and I always say this, in terms of the cameras and stuff like that. I mean, the visual of it is pretty incredible. Last year in Pittsburgh, we had a drone flying over the stadium. I mean, the cameras that Apple gives us are like state of the art. So it's pretty incredible. And we have the luxury of just having one game a week, you know, whereas the regional sports network level, they have to do it every single day. And we all know what's happening at the regional level right now, right? Budgets are being cut, and that means cameras are getting cut, and that means producers are getting cut. And the quality of broadcast at the regional level is struggling right now. But with Apple TV, we have the luxury of that not really happening. And it's been really, really cool to see what we can do with some state-of-the-art equipment and some great broadcasters from around the league. That's what I feel like people sometimes, you know, at the beginning of Apple TV, they would say, well, we miss our regional sports broadcasters. Okay, well, the people broadcasting the Apple TV games are broadcasters in baseball, and we have been for years and years, and former players. So it's cool to have a cast of characters that are actively in baseball or have played baseball. It's been so much fun.
Now, later this morning, I'm going to ask Mike Schilt, we have him on Fridays, about doing these games, because they're always a little bit different. There's, you know, you'll be there, so there's usually some of the in-game stuff, and I don't know what you have planned for tonight, but I always wondered how that feels. Is it awkward? You're in the middle of the game, and they have you interview a player or a manager while the game is going on. I mean, what is really the process of that like?
I feel like I get that question a lot, but let me just say this. The managers are awesome. And like at this point, I've been doing Apple now for 4 years. They're so used to me. I'll walk in their office. They'll be like, it's Trish. Guess that means I got to do an interview in the third inning. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Mike, but they are so cooperative about it. And they really are good about it. And here's the thing. I appreciate managers and players who understand, yes, it is a serious game, and I totally get that, but it is also the entertainment business. It is good for baseball, for fans at home, to hear from a player or a manager during the game. It just is. It's good for the entertainment value of it, and we need more of that in baseball. The game is slow. I love the game. I love it, but by nature, it is slow. So if we can mix in a couple of those things, get a guy on headset, and have him talk to us during the game, you know, like a start day or an in-game interview with a manager. Because I remember when Albert Pujols, this is the one in-game interview I always point to. Albert Pujols hit his 700th home run at Dodger Stadium in 2022. Literally like an half an inning after he hit it, I had a one-on-one interview in-game with Ollie Marmol. And he was so good about it. And that was just immediate reaction that the fans got in the middle of the live broadcast. It's invaluable, and I love it when managers are willing to play ball with that. Mike's one of them, and it's really been great.
They're not all Bill Belichick. We're talking to Tricia Whitaker, who's one of the reporters for Apple TV. Got the Padres Pirates game tonight. Tricia, storylines for tonight's game. I'm sure you guys would have loved if they had bumped Paul Skeens a day, and you could have done the Paul Skeens show, but you missed him by a day. Now there was a terrible national story at PNC Park earlier this week with that fan and the video of him falling off the railing. I don't know what you're going to do about that, if anything, but what kind of storylines are you looking into tonight's game? Padres obviously have been a big story the last couple of years nationally, probably for the first time in our Padres fan franchise history the last few years.
Yeah, well, certainly our thoughts are with that fan and his family. I haven't seen an update yet on that, but we are certainly thinking about him, because that really, truly was a tragic situation. But tonight, yeah, I mean, I think the story, yeah, you mentioned Paul Skeens. We were kind of praying for a rain delay yesterday, or a rain cancellation yesterday of the game, so that Skeens would get bumped to our day. But, you know, the stars did not align there. But yeah, tonight, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I do enjoy the Pirates, but I am really looking forward to seeing the Padres tonight. They are a fun team to cover. We had them on Apple last season a lot. I know, you know, they got off to a really, really hot start and recently have cooled down a little bit, experiencing a little bit of a power outage on offense, largely because of, you know, the injury bug. The lineup that they rolled out opening day and the lineup they've been rolling out recently doesn't look quite the same. But listen, when healthy, the Padres lineup is among the absolute best in baseball. Their bullpen has arguably been the team MVP this season. So I'm just really looking forward to seeing what this team can do despite some of the injuries that they have experienced. You know, you want to see Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts start to get hot a little bit. I know Tatis has really been the big star producing during this stretch without most of their top stars in the lineup from the injury bug. But that's really what I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm looking forward to seeing if, you know, they can kind of get back on track in the midst of this tough stretch, because in my opinion, that's what makes a good team great. And the Padres are a very good team. But in a rough stretch, how quickly can you come out of it? And how quickly can you overcome some of these key injuries? And I would like to see that, because I love watching the Padres, and I love, we're coming to San Diego for an Apple game. I think it's in June, and I love that stadium. I love those fans. So I'm a big Padres fan at heart. Don't tell the Pirates.
Talking to Tricia Whitaker here on Ben and Woods this morning. She'll be part of the Apple TV broadcast for the Padres game later this afternoon. Now, Tricia, just kind of on that same note, I don't believe you've covered the Padres a ton. We have a lot of personalities, a lot of exciting players, a lot of fun players. If you get like one chance, and I know you have chances to talk to multiple players, but if you had one chance to talk with one guy to get a story for today's game, I'm curious who the most intriguing player in your mind is.
Oh, come on. You know the answer to that question.
I mean,
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. You know, I know that is, you know, obviously anybody at home's like, duh, it's gonna be Tatis. But I would love to sit down. What I would love to do with Tatis is just sit down and pick his brain for like a long one-on-one interview for like 30 minutes and just figure out a lot of different things about him. But he's an electric player to watch, and I think I will be interviewing him today if everything works out for that. So that'll be fun. Also, I'm a huge fan of Luis Arraez. Who isn't a huge fan of Luis Arraez? So I'm looking forward to chatting with him. I covered him, you know, when he was with the Twins and with the Marlins, and he's just such an all-around great guy, and he's always smiling, and I just love that guy. So those are the two guys that I would definitely choose. Big fan of Xander Bogaerts as well. Covered him, you know, obviously in the AL East for a long time. I know that, you know, he's in a tough stretch right now, but I would love to chat with him a little bit and catch up, but probably those three. But I mean, yeah, Tatis is the top one. I know all of his history. I know everything that's happened, but at the end of the day, that kid's real good for the game, and I love the way that he plays.
Well, and hopefully next time on Apple TV, the next Padres game, we'll have Jackson Merrill in that lineup too.
Yeah, we better.
It's not impossible that he's there today. We'll ask Mike Schild. He won't tell us, but I mean, he's close.
Exactly.
He's close to coming back.
I love when you have to ask managers questions that you're like, I know you're not giving me the answer to this, and if you do, it's going to be a load of BS, but they can't give you the answer because that's just how it goes. But, oh, man, that drives me nuts, and I know it drives the fans nuts, too.
I know you have to ask me, my man, but, yeah, we're not going to tell you that. I know what I'm getting later this morning from Mike Schilt. Before you go, we're talking to Tricia Whitaker. I also saw that you you give back to the youth of sports media. You're a lecturer at Indiana. What's a Tricia Whitaker sports media class like?
Oh, it's the best. So I've been teaching at IU actually for 9 years.
Wow.
Now. So I'm teaching three courses. So I'm teaching three courses at Indiana University at the media school. And then I'm doing Apple TV on Friday nights and some other things when the fall rolls around. But, yeah, so my class is basically, I throw them right into the fire, let me tell you. So they have to go cover all sorts of stuff. They got to go cover Big Ten football games. They got to go cover Big Ten basketball games. I throw them in studio every single Wednesday. I don't give them a script. There's nothing in the teleprompter, and they just have to anchor highlights for a solid, like, 3 minutes.
Wow.
So I toss it. Yeah, it's the best. But my students at the IU Media School are literally, like, the absolute best. So that's a little piece of what my – I also have them do sit-down in-studio interviews with a lot of different guests. I'll bring athletes in. I bring guest speakers in all the time. Jeff Passan has come in to guest speak. Joe Davis, Kevin Burkhardt, Ken Rosenthal, all those guys. So I throw them into the fire, and we get them used to it because this industry is not nice when you get out into it. So I got to teach them how to handle that. And I don't sugarcoat. That's what they always say. My students are like, you're so intimidating, but you also are like – very constructively critical, and we love it. Like, hey, I'm just trying to get you ready for the real world.
You know our buddy Ryan Phillips, Rumors and Rants at Sports Illustrated? He's our Hoosier here in San Diego, who's in the sports media business.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. So. I've never had a chance to chat with him, but yeah, I do. That's awesome. When did he graduate? I wonder if we overlap. That's a good question.
Yeah, I was wondering. You might. I don't exactly sure how old Ryan is, but felt like at least must have some similar people in your circles. Well, Tricia, I'm looking forward to the broadcast tonight. Appreciate you giving us some time this morning, and I'm glad you'll be secretly rooting for the Padres, because I know Padres fans will appreciate that.
Oh, man, I'm getting so much trouble for that. Oh, boy. Derek Shelton's going to look at me when I walk in his office today. He's going to be like, Trish, I thought we were cool. And I'm going to be like,
you got to keep your Shelton and your Shilt all together, and make sure you don't mispronounce any of those, because that could be a problem.
You just cursed me. You realize that, right? Now it's going to happen.
Now
I'm going to go viral. I'm going to be an awful announcing tomorrow morning. And when they ask for a comment, I'm going to blame you.
Well, that's fine. Tricia, thank you so much. That was fun.
Anytime. See you guys.
Tricia Whitaker from Apple TV. Again, she'll be on the broadcast tonight for Padres Pirates. And, Paulie, she's right about one thing, and I actually, something that I am looking forward about for this broadcast, and I will share it with you right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So what's different about this national TV broadcast for the Padres tonight is usually when the Padres are on national TV, and they've been on quite a bit more the last couple of seasons because, well, more compelling storylines, better players, you know, more wins, you're going to see them more often.
And but, more options than just the one Sunday night baseball.
Right, but usually it's still against the Dodgers or the Mets or the Braves, and the broadcast always tends to still lean somewhat heavily toward the opponent and all their storylines, because they come from bigger cities and bigger markets, so they cater the broadcast to that audience just a little bit more. And I'm not saying that they're biased, but, and I'd do the same thing if I was an executive running the show. Like, oh yeah, Dodgers are, all right, we'll do, you know, 70% Dodgers stuff, and we'll do like 30% Padres stuff. This game tonight is the opposite. The Padres are the big draw and story for this game. The Pirates, I mean, I'm sure they will talk about some of their stories, and they will talk to Derek Shelton and, you know, O'Neill Cruz, but the Padres will probably get the lion's share, the 70% side of the coverage tonight on Apple TV. So it will be a different feeling than a lot of the national TV games that we're used to seeing with the San Diego Padres participating.
I mean, there are so many more. I guess I'm obviously biased. I have to think that there are just so many more interesting storylines with the Padres. As a contender, you go down the roster, it's like you could talk to Manny Machado, you could talk to Fernando Tatis Jr., you could talk hitting with Luis Arraez, you could talk pitching with Michael King, you know, one of these elite bullpen pitchers. Like, there are so many more, I would think, nationally appealing. And the Pirates have a couple of guys. Obviously, Paul Skeens. I wonder if he's going to be included in somehow in the broadcast tonight with him just pitching yesterday.
And they probably thought, you know, when they were putting the schedule together, all right, you know, Paul Skeens, Pirates probably get off to maybe a surprising start. People will be talking about him. It hasn't really worked out for them. They're 12-20. They have the second worst record in the National League ahead of only the Colorado Rockies. So this really is kind of the Padres show tonight on Apple TV, and you'll get that kind of different national perspective of the game when you tune in at 3:40. But again, if you don't want that, you can always just flip the audio over to Jesse and Tony on the secondary audio channel.
Players up for Apple
TV? I think they occasionally do. I feel like they have in the past.
That
I don't need it, but
where I don't know if they'll go with the home team and the Pirates or the more interesting team, the road team, the Padres.
If I know how television executives think, they don't care who the home team is. They only care what the best stories are.
I mean, look, you throw a mic on Andrew McCutchen. If I have to listen to somebody be mic'd up during the field, Andrew McCutchen's not the worst.
They might
one.
Do one from each team in different innings as well. They've done that on national broadcasts as well. So. Yeah.
They've had some interesting players. But.
I think tonight, and we'll look more at tonight's game later in the show, but Dylan Cease, how he kind of bounces back. He's not, again, he hasn't been bad, but he certainly has not delivered the way you would expect Dylan Cease to deliver so far this
Dylan
season.
Dylan Cease.
And, the Padres need Dylan Cease to get locked in. Michael King and Nick Pivetta have been so good so far this season, and Dylan Cease, has not. He's been mediocre at best. He's 1-2 with a 5.76 ERA. And those numbers are actually probably worse than I think he's pitched.
But, I would agree, yeah.
But still, the numbers are the numbers. And, Dylan Cease has got to throw strikes. He walked 4 his last time out. He just needs to find whatever it is that has just been slightly off for him so far this season. And when he does, and with Yu Darvish, trending toward returning, possibly even later this month, the Padres could have the makings of a now very formidable starting rotation. We didn't know what they'd have with Nick Pivetta when he signed. I kind of thought, it would take a while for Nick Pivetta to, get the magic of Ruben Niebla and locked in.
I wasn't thinking all-star.
Yeah, I mean, it has been instantaneous. He has turned into a top-of-the-rotation type guy. Michael King, I think yesterday, was ranked. I was watching MLB Network, had him as the number 4 starting pitcher in all of baseball as they were doing their, monthly rankings. Pivetta was also on that list of the top 25. I think he was around 17 or 18. Dylan Cease wasn't on the list. He should be on the list of top 25 pitchers in baseball. A normal Dylan Cease season, he's a top 15 type guy in all of baseball for sure. Cy Young votes, he was fourth in the Cy Young voting last year. He's not there right now. So that's one thing that the Padres have been missing a little bit so far this season. And we'll see how Dylan Cease performs tonight against a lineup that, there's a couple dangerous batters, but you as a pitcher certainly can navigate your way through a Pittsburgh Pirates lineup if you're on your game. If you're not walking guys, you're not giving out some freebies. This is the kind of game that I would expect Dylan Cease to have a chance to, get right with. And hopefully, build some momentum because he'll get a couple of starts on this road trip and then, he gets going. That's a big thing for the San Diego Padres. So we'll talk about all of that coming up. I do want to talk about the new Xander Bogaerts piece that dropped from Kevin Acey in the UT yesterday. He's a very honest guy. I don't know if that always serves Xander Bogaerts well, but he will tell you what's going on in that head of his.
Too honest, maybe?
Maybe a little bit. That is coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.